upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 34. Observations.
Among the various divisions within the Equestrian Legion, none was the subject of more speculation than special operations. Whether it was their method of recruitment, the nature of the tasks given to them, the things they did to accomplish the tasks given to them, or even the way they were organized, stories continued to promulgate. There were the old, persistent ones that had been around for centuries, such as those that posited that the barrier lands were not as monolithic as they appeared, but those in special operations assassinated ponies who went against Prince Tirado's wishes, or those about horrifying rituals that each aspiring member had to go through. There were also more recent stories. The general opinion was that the blame for losing Fangbreaker Fortress lay mostly upon their shoulders, and that they had spikes among the populace, removing any pony spreading defeatist talk. It didn't help that a lot of ponies had disappeared recently. For Vanguard Clash, special operations was a far cry from the entire sinister mystique that the rest of the Legion often accorded to it. They were ponies just like the rest of Prince Dorado's subjects. They had their role in the Legion, and they were subject to both success and failure, just like any division. And then there was the tedious task that special operations shared with its fellow divisions. Paperwork. In a small office within one of the many buildings now appropriated by the Legion, Vanguard sifted through the pile of papers before him, before setting them on a neat pile by his desk. He had just finished sending a report about the section of the city he had been assigned to make a sweep of, as well as the chosen he had been monitoring. For this morning, 2 days after Pyre Valor's attempt on Bastion City, he was going through recommendations. Vanguard was well aware of the fact that his squad was still lacking 2 more ponies. He needed a Unicorn Mage and an Earth Pony Skirmisher. Both Magical and Infantry had sent him their recommendations. Special Operations was flexible enough to let him decide on who goes into his squad, but he was also reminded that the sooner he got it back at full strength, the better it would serve the Legion during these dire times. He looked through the list of Unicorn candidates and frowned. He respected the abilities of these Legionnaires, but he also knew that Pyre would have plowed through them all in single combat if she was still here.
"I have to stop comparing them to Pyre, or the position will never be filled,"
Vanguard reminded himself. His former vice-captain was both a gifted genius and a very driven pony. Such a combination was a rare thing indeed. The ones recommended by Magical had one or the other, but not both. He did know of such a unicorn, however. He shook his head. He couldn't involve that pony. The thought reminded him of another thing. As of the present, Scarlet Rabbit was his acting vice-captain by virtue of being the only member of his squad. That didn't sit too well with him. Scarlet was a reliable pony, fast, strong, and utterly fearless, but he didn't belong in any sort of leadership position. It was only acceptable now because there was no actual ponies taking orders from him. That left the position to his 2 potential new members. As he continued to study the candidates, the door to his office opened. He looked up to find Flight Captain Tailwind walking up to his desk.
"Do you need something, Flight Captain?"
"Yes, I do," Tailwind replied. "I need to know how long you plan on keeping Scarlet Rabbit hanging around my flight."
"I've already explained his purpose there,"
Vanguard said.
"It's not his mission that's problematic. It's the manner he's going about it."
Tailwind thumped Vanguard's desk with a hoof for emphasis.
"Tell him to watch subtly from afar, instead of constantly fraternizing with Rainbow Dash."
Vanguard frowned.
"What's wrong?"
he asked.
"Did he get her in trouble?"
"He introduced her to the fine art of boozing the other day," Tailwind said. "He was smart enough to make sure that she could show up for duty the following morning without falling over herself. Otherwise, I would have had to introduce her to the whipping post."
"It seems to me that Scarlet is showing some restraint for once. He's also offering her some camaraderie. Shouldn't that be a good thing for a chosen?"
"It would be, coming from any pony besides Scarlet Rabbit," Tailwind retorted. "You should see for yourself as to how those two look at each other. Rainbow Dash sees a target, a pony she can chase in order to be the best. Scarlet, her potential's got him interested. You know that's bad news."
"You're the one that insisted that I bait Rainbow Dash into racing against him."
Tailwind's face twisted slightly, a sign of embarrassment, as Vanguard had come to learn.
"I underestimated her speed. I knew she was fast from what you said, but I didn't expect her to be fast enough to catch his eye. What's worse, I've underestimated that pride of hers."
"I'll tell him to keep his distance,"
Vanguard said with a sigh.
"I can't reassign him. You've seen her speed. He's the only Pegasus for the job.
You'd better. I'm not excited about covering up another mess like the one with Overcast.
Noted,
Vanguard said tersely. He returned to looking over the recommendations. When Tailwind didn't leave his office, he looked up at her.
You still haven't picked replacements for your squad.
I've given it plenty of thought.
Tailwind looked over the papers from her side of the desk.
These are some good candidates, she commented. But I suggest you get Twilight Sparkle. I saw her spar yesterday. It's ridiculous how quickly she's improving.
No,
Vanguard answered. His response was so quick and vehement that Tailwind looked at him with concern.
Why not? Tailwind asked. So she's only been in the Legion for less than a month and she's still inexperienced. You can work with that. A month or two of action and she'll either be dead or one of the best Legionnaires yet.
She's out here because I listened to a stupid impulse. She's had to kill Wolven, get whipped on my account, and get beaten up by Pyre Valor for a grudge she doesn't even deserve. I'm not going to subject her to the things Special Operations gets up to.
Vanguard's mind went back to the time he saw Twilight after her first battle, and then the conversation they had after that. That was just for killing Wolven. For killing Wolven, Twilight had lost something irreplaceable. Special Operations dealt with ponies and Wolven. He didn't know if he could ever forgive himself if he let her lose more by joining Special Operations, whether his squad or some pony else's.
Yet you took the time and effort to convince Owlsight to skip protocol and give her some of the advanced spell books. You can't have it both ways, Vanguard. You can't give her the tools for the job and then tell her she can't do it.
Tailwind raised an eyebrow curiously.
Now that I mentioned it, why did you go out of your way to help her out like that?
Vanguard looked away.
She can use all the help she can get when it comes to fighting Wolven,
he replied.
So does every unicorn mage in the Legion, Tailwind retorted. I don't see you tripping over yourself to help them.
It sounds like you have the entire story plotted out in your head,
Vanguard said in exasperation.
Why don't you just tell me what you think?
You want to protect her from the worst of the fighting, but she bats her eyelashes at you and asks for more spells. What do? You hurry over and hand her what she wants. You've fallen for this mare, Vanguard, and she's got you running in two directions at once.
Vanguard sighed. Not this again.
You think I've fallen in love with her, or you want me to fall in love with her?
He asked.
Both, Tailwind said without so much as blinking. Nothing wrong with me wanting my stupid son to settle down with a mare, is there?
Your stupid son is settled down, Mother. I don't need a mare to keep me from wandering off drunk or wasting my time chasing tails and grabbing flanks.
Marrying your work isn't going to pop out any grandchildren for me. I'll be fine with any mare.
Tailwind paused.
Except Nightcanter. I don't want that grimy nag for a daughter-in-law.
Equestria will do just fine without more wolven-blooded foals running about.
As if 1/16th would even mean anything.
Tailwind walked towards the door, but looked back one last time.
Whether it's love or recruitment, you'd better move fast with that one, Vanguard Clash. She's not going to be available forever.
Good day, Flight Captain,
Vanguard replied. As Tailwind opened the door to leave, another pony was just about to enter. Nightcanter slid past Tailwind, ignoring the disapproving look from the older pony.
Vanguard, we've got them,
she said excitedly as soon as Tailwind had shut the door behind her. She lowered her tone as she continued.
Three rebel cells are meeting up tonight, and we've managed to get the time and location.
That's an unusually good bit of news.
About time, I say. Time to hit these malcontents hard.
Vanguard looked over the candidates one more time. Ever since his squad had been reduced to just him and Scarlet, he had been working closely with Nightcanter's squad.
So when is it, and what's the plan?
Tonight,
Nightcanter answered.
We're working with Blazetrotter's squad for an ambush.
Good,
Vanguard said. He wasn't a thrill-seeker like Scarlet Rabbit, but the past couple of days had been uneventful, and he was feeling restless. They had threats outside the city and threats within, and even a few hours of not dealing with either made him feel like he was wasting time.
We'll be ready by then.
As another day ended, Twilight Sparkle made her way back to her quarters at a steady, satisfied pace. Today had been routine. Boulder catching, target practice, several sparring sessions with the senior unicorn mages, and then a few hours of study. It seemed so strange that she could find some routine when the city was under attack. It was a siege, as Mage Captain Owlsight had reminded her,
and the Wolven were here for the long run. Despite the routine, today had been beneficial. With each passing day, she was becoming more and more attuned to the magic of the Burial Lands. Casting spells was becoming easier, and she was able to lift more with her telekinesis. She had added a few more spells to her repertoire as well.
"Hey, Twilight!"
Spike's voice surprised Twilight. She had expected him to be with Rarity. He had been for the past few days. While Mage Captain Alcite didn't want him around, Hammerchain was glad to let him help out.
"What are you doing out here, Spike?"
she asked.
"Shouldn't you be with Rarity?"
She stopped briefly to allow Spike to climb onto her back before continuing.
"I thought I'd watch how you trained from afar," Spike answered. "I saw the sparring and stuff."
Twilight raised her head slightly. As modest as she wanted to be, she was a little proud of her accomplishments. Even the senior unicorn magi were impressed, and Mage Captain Alcite remarked on her mastery of multiple schools of magic, something few unicorns were capable of.
"So how was it?"
she asked.
"You were pretty scary back there, Twilight," Spike said worriedly. "Scary and violent. I thought that the third pony who was fighting you had died."
The feeling of satisfaction and pride disappeared.
"I did push a little too hard with him," Twilight said defensively. "But he was fine. He said so himself. And there's no need to be scared of me, Spike. I'd never hurt you or any of my friends."
"You're right," Spike replied. His mouth had agreed with her, but it disturbed Twilight to notice that the rest of them didn't follow suit. Though he said nothing else, she felt the need to defend herself further.
"The sparring is necessary, Spike," she said. "It lets us sharpen our skills without being thrown into actual combat and all its risks. It looks dangerous, but it's all controlled."
Spike still remained unconvinced.
"It may be necessary, Twilight," he replied. "But necessary doesn't mean you have to be so into it. I heard the other unicorns say that you've been sparring almost nonstop ever since you came back that day with your face all swollen up. It's like all you've been thinking about these days is how to beat up ponies and Wolven."
Frowning, Twilight looked back to the last couple of days. Everything seemed to be a blur of activity. When Nightcanter defeated her with a simple illusion, she delved into methods of countering that, noticing when a pony had turned invisible, telling a false image from the real thing, purging invisibility. But every time she thought she had her bases covered, another method of attack came to mind. Each spar brought more insights, which had her searching for more and more means to improve herself. It wasn't just a wide range of spells she needed. There were so many little things she had learned to be mindful of. Noticing spellcasting in the heat of battle, dodging, timing, fainting, noticing feints. It was all so much to take in. She had a long way to go before she was able to hold her own against the strongest spellcasters of the Burial Lands, and she refused to believe that Spike was right about her obsessing over this.
"I've been thinking of other stuff, too," Twilight muttered.
She had to think of something to convince Spike that everything was fine.
"Like what?"
Spike asked. A few ponies walked past them in a hurry. With evening settling in, the streets were quickly becoming deserted. It seemed that, ever since the incident with Pyre Valor, civilian ponies were becoming afraid to come out at night. They feared clashes between the Legion and infiltrating enemies.
"Well, I have been meaning to write a friendship report of sorts," Twilight said tentatively.
That wasn't quite true. It was simmering in the back of her mind for some time now, but she never really managed to focus on it. Still, it would mollify Spike for now.
"A friendship report?" Spike asked. "Why? I mean, how would you even send it? And what for? We're not exactly learning about friendship out here." "That's where you're wrong, Spike. We're always learning about friendship, whether in the Burial Lands or the Heartland."
"And what's this friendship report about?"
"It's not really a report. More of a friendship thesis, if you will. I want to show Princess Celestia that ponies can still be ponies, even out here in the Burial Lands. I'll worry about how to send it later. If I can prove that harmony is stronger than any violence or bitterness that fighting fosters, she'll see that there's no need to keep up this division."
Spike couldn't help but look at Twilight and remember her sparring just hours ago.
"I hope it is,"
he said softly.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
came a hostile reply from Twilight.
Nothing!
Spike backpedaled. He paused for a while in complete surprise. For a fraction of a second, he had felt his chest grow cold.
Was that fear he just felt? Fear for his life?
He shook his head.
No, that would be ridiculous. Twilight was more than just his dearest friend. She was family. He would never ever feel that kind of terror because of her. "So how are you going to go about this friendship thesis?" he asked, trying to move on from that frightful moment. "Can I help?"
Faced with Spike's questioning, Twilight was briefly at a loss. The idea had been sitting in the back of her mind, but it was half-baked at best. Maybe not even that. Discussing it with Spike did seem a good idea, however.
"I'll start with observation at first," she replied. "I'll gather as much proof as I can, and then present the best of them with my arguments in an agreeable manner, just like the princess taught me."
"I can help with the observing part," Spike said.
He brightened at the thought. This would be like old times. Well, as close as it could to being like old times, with him assisting Twilight on one research or another.
"So who have you been watching so far?"
Twilight stopped. This was bad. She had to come up with an answer before Spike found out that she hadn't even started anything. Her mind latched on to the first Barrierlands pony that came to mind.
"Vanguard Clash," she answered.
A few moments of silence passed between the two of them as Twilight continued to walk towards their quarters.
"Vanguard Clash, huh?"
Spike asked. His tone was more than enough to put Twilight on the defensive, albeit for a different reason.
"What?"
Twilight asked.
"What's wrong with Vanguard?"
"So you've been spending your time beating up ponies and staring at Vanguard?"
"I don't stare at him. Besides, this is for research."
The wheels began to turn within Twilight's head. She had answered out of impulse, but as her mind grasped the concept, ideas came naturally.
"I mean, he's perfect as an example. Princess Celestia is afraid that the ponies of the Legion are becoming more and more like Wolven. Vanguard actually has Wolven blood, but I can honestly say that he is as true a pony as any of our friends back in the Heartland. If a pony with an actual Wolven lineage can be a true pony by Princess Celestia's standards, any pony from the Barrierlands can be too."
"How do you figure that?"
"Well, he's honest even if it means he's going to get hanged. He's loyal to Prince Tirado and the Legion as well as his friends. He showed all of us kindness when we all arrived in this place for the first time. And he's generous enough so that he shared his food with me and paid for our stuff."
"You missed laughter."
"What?"
"You've got honesty, loyalty, kindness, and generosity. You're missing laughter and magic."
"Oh, he smiles often? That's kind of like laughing in a small way, right? He knows how to take joy in things whenever he can. He's just not the sort of pony who bursts into fits. The magic of friendship is what binds these things together, and he's able to befriend others."
"That laughter part came off a little weak, Twilight,"
Spike commented. As he said so, he noticed that they were already by their quarters. He dismounted and walked ahead.
"So does that mean that you're going to observe other ponies now? Or are you going to continue observing Vanguard? Maybe try to get him to smile some more?"
The snicker that followed the question put a slight frown on Twilight's face.
"Spike,"
she chided him. Spike raised his hands in mock surrender before opening the door. It seemed that they were the first to make it back. The others were still out with their respective divisions.
"Well, I'm glad that you're doing other things besides getting better at fighting, Twilight," he said. "Now I'm really hoping that something can be done with my dragonfire, so it can send messages again, and..."
Fire. The mention of the word burned out the pleasant mood Twilight found herself settling into. She was suddenly reminded of the burns that still hurt around her underside, and the mild pain still all over her face. Pyre Valor's enraged face loomed in her mind. She realized that not every pony would be a good example. Some ponies out here were just cruel, prejudiced, violent, treacherous, hateful.
Twilight?
Spike stepped back. There it was again, that frigid sensation within him, triggered by some kind of mood swing from Twilight. Twilight shook her head to clear it all of the angry thoughts. She forced a smile and headed over to her desk.
"Sorry about that, Spike. I think I'll hit the spell book some more before resting."
She opened one book on a spell that had grabbed her attention earlier. Spike nodded silently and found himself wishing that the others would come back quickly. For the first time in his life, he was afraid of being alone with family. His attention went to the magical device he had hidden by his bed. If things continued as they are, he'd be finding use for it soon enough.